Blog Talk Radio.
Dove Knight, the one and only. Hi, everybody. That is Dove Knight, me. You know, my Hollywood for Dreams Forever album came out. I'm sorry with the, you know, with my voice. You know, today I wanted to tell you, I got this deep voice, but I usually have very high range, but I have a cold or flu. So, I wanted to also tell you that when I'm practicing, I practice 3 songs because I'm such a perfectionist with my voice and my keyboard, and I did not sound anywhere like I sound a little, you know, actually I came close with the last practice, but I can't hit those high notes completely because of the cold or flu. Something's wrong with my for the last 3 months, so it damaged my vocal cords. So the vocal cords don't have the natural flexibility like they should. So, you know, it's not for people to listen to, you know. If I play online, I like to sound good or at least decent enough. You know, when I put such emphasis on singing while in public. But when I'm at home, I don't sing in public. You know, I'm in the privacy of my own home. So, but that's all about, the reason why I talk about that is about the Hollywood Dreams Forever album. And it's a combination of all these, you know, the songs that I made, some of the recordings I made. Do you realize I've made thousands of songs since I've been at L.A.? Thousands. I lost like probably 700, 800 songs that were lost. Some of them were just me writing on paper, going on demo, and just making up a melody and song. That's pretty much a song. You know, you make a melody with the voice or an instrument, and then you write the lyrics. The others were with bands. There was like several I made, you know, like we made some original songs. I guess somebody else owned it. I don't know what happened, you know. I hope it ain't, you know, whatever to those songs. But, you know, there was a band I made this song on, like, Love Me Not Money. And we did it on tape and we, you know, did it in person, you know. That was a long time ago. But there was, like, songs that I really liked. That I really would do. But, you know, there was, you know, there was a song they did with a jam band a long time called Dreams Come to Bay. And I sing that when I'm in person, you know, I sing that at a nightclub, you know, Dreams Come to Bay. I just sing out the melody and play the harmonica, you know. You know, it's just, it's like a cappella with a harmonica, but, you know, it's, you know, it's such a great song. It's about going for dreams. And that's what I was doing, you know. It's like, when I did that song, made that song up, I just made up all these words. And I was thinking of a melody for the song. But since I was in a group jamming, there was a guitarist who played this unexpected melody on the guitar. And I told him, oh, that's a great melody for a song. I know. So I written it with other people. So we put the song together and we started singing it for a little while into the jamming disbanded, and we all went our separate ways. That's the unfortunate thing about going for the Hollywood dream, which happens to a lot of Hollywood hopefuls. You see so many disappointments, you know, in finding the right group or finding getting rejected. And I got rejected by a lot of labels, you know, with my music, but still, you know, the inspiration behind, well, the reason why I'm telling you all this is because all that is part of the inspiration about my Hollywood Dreams Forever album. It's about all the years that I put in when I came to Hollywood as a teenager to be a star. And I was just so determined to make it. And I you know, it's like when I look back at myself in those days, I was so fearless, and I went through such the ends of the earth with depravity and homelessness and struggle finding places to live and still trying to go out and sing and then trying to get a living. You know, it's just, I'm just so amazed the strength that I had to come to LA 3,000 miles away on the Greyhound bus. And in fact, I didn't do it once. I did it 3 or 4 times. Went back and forth because, you know, trying to find my place on this planet. The sad thing about it is that it didn't happen to the point where I can be economically successful, that I can make a living. You know, I can get signed to a major label and I can write a song and I can get a royalty check where I can live on. That did not happen. And that's the dream. That's really truly the Hollywood dream, you know, where you can really make a living from my art, from whether I can sing or whether I can write from it. And, you know, but that's the dream, to be able to get to the point where I can make a living. You know, I can buy food and I can put food on the table and I can buy clothes with the music that I make. And that did not happen. It's very hard to make it in Hollywood, to make that dream, but it can happen. But it's also an inspiration. So that's why my album, Hollywood Dreams Forever. And, you know, it's available in stores everywhere, you know, the hard work it takes to get there. And, you know, I had my critics who say I didn't perform enough. I performed a lot in the past. But I would say as I get older, I perform periodically, but they don't have as many open mics like they used to. And, you know, the band thing, I'm not into that no more because, you know, after going through several bands and just not working out, I just gave up for, you know, the meantime. But it's very hard to make it in music or movies, you know. I consider entertainment, you know, if you're an actor or a singer or a rock band, the same thing, or comedian, the same thing. It's entertainment. It's very hard. It's so competitive, and it's painful. Those starving days I still go through, and I'm still starving in some ways. But I am happy that I at least got my songs out at an indie label. It took me 20 years to get out. But still, my voice is, you know, as I practice, my voice is damaged. I don't sound nothing like how I would. I would not want to sing like that in public or on my podcast show. But I released Hollywood Dreams. You know, I released it, like, I think a week ago. And I was so happy to do it because of my, you know, the artist side of life can be very difficult. And I have so much to say. Some people probably would talk about my album like it's not rock.
You know, I love the song. But
here's Basic Jam Part 2. Okay? So here it is.
Love Talk Radio.
And this is one of the songs I've done.
Singer. I love the song, but now I'm going about to play the unannounced performance. I don't know how I'm going to sound, so I hope I sound good. Y'all can hear me. It's a song I've written by myself. It's called Basic Jam Part 2. I played it for, you know, years. I made up the melody on the keyboard and the song and the drum beats and the voice. Here I go. So it's nice. It's Basic Jam Part 2. And you don't you know what I want to do is to sing a tune.
See, that's Basic Jam Part 2. You can listen to it on, you know, Heart Radio. It's everywhere. You can also listen to it for free on Spotify. If you get Deezer, you can listen to it. That's one of the, just a new song. And then there's Where I Do Love You, which I already released, the electronic keyboard, the same melody, and the original version of I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, where I play the keyboard and I sing and have fun on my podcast. But that's part of the dream, you know, Hollywood dreams forever. I'm sorry if it don't have no rock music. It's just all pop. I'm really, truly a pop singer, but I do sing pop. So let's just say that I'm a mixture of pop and rock. I don't just sing one genre. Of course, my voice is perfect for rock with the very raspy voice and a very growling voice, which I can see, but I am a pop singer too. I'm pretty much a pop singer, and I enjoy singing and you know, pop. It fits my personality nice and everything, you know. I have a fascination with pop music. I think that I have a fascination with pop music more so than I did when I was younger, because I was going through so much. But it fits my personality, and it's part of who I am. So I'm sorry if you know, but it's pretty much pop albums. It's like, you know, it's a great album. Please consider listening to it. Where We Go, Hollywood Dreams Forever. You can find it at the many online stores. You know, the sad thing about doing, you know, making music and releasing it to the public, and doing all the promotion, or, you know, you saw me with the hat and the glasses, which is fun, because I, you know, in the past, I'd have, unless you see me in somewhere singing, I didn't come online too much unless I perform or whatever. So I came out of the darkness. I had, you know, it was just who I looked like. You could see me on YouTube. You could see me on Instagram, or you could see it on my account on Twitter, who I look like. You know, black guy with glasses. Yeah. 2 days ago. And, you know, it says I'm a songwriter with Broadcast Music Incorporated. I've been a songwriter with Broadcast Music for many years. I'm not going to lie anymore. I have nothing to hide right now because I'm much in a different place than when I was younger. I've been with Broadcast Music for decades. I wrote so many songs. You know, the truth is the truth. The truth will set me free. It's just been really inspirational, but it's been very hard to continue. You know, it's like I cannot imagine. If I look, you know, when I look at everything, I'm like, did I do all the, you know, did I do all the, you know? But the truth is, I did. So my Hollywood Dreams Forever album was released digital. It's who I am. And, you know, it was such, you know, making these songs in a recording studio or doing it on podcasts, or even if I do songs on stage, because I made up a lot of songs in front of people, you know, improvised, you know, it was in the past. But the heart, you know, it makes up for all the hardship, you know, not finding the right group or seeing the group break up. So many groups that I try break up, or, you know, seeing the rejections or people put me down for my singing or songwriting. and people, you know, the haters say, oh, I can't make it. But, you know, the inspiration is to continue to go for that dream, you know. But, you know, the sad thing about it, as I said before, was just how hard it is. And also, you know, people, you know, nearby me misinterpret situation. You know, I'm just a little, I got a little fame from being on YouTube, just like many people. And they think they have a right to trespass and think my home or me is a reality show. I ain't no reality show for someone to look outside at me or something, you know, making up crazy stuff. And I did a show, a podcast show about the insanity. Believe me, stop then, you know, I don't want those type of people around me, but that can happen with people who are in the business who really achieve superstardom or stardom where they come across crazy people. You know, I didn't realize that I don't consider myself famous at all in terms of if you talk, I consider somebody who's famous like Taylor Swift or Joe Biden, you know, that's fame. I'm not famous, okay, but I have a little fame. I don't have a, you know, but I do have some fame. The truth is I do. I do is, you know, my songs are everywhere. It is true I have some fame, but I'm not a big enough star for somebody, for crazy people to come around wanting to barge in. I mean, well, anyway, but that's a part of the factor of the Hollywood dreams, you know, going and continue to make music and believe in myself. I just made up 3 songs with my voice because I use my voice as an instrument because I sing out melodies, you know. There was a time where I didn't use instruments because I was too poor. So I use my voice to sing out instrument, sing out melodies, which helps with the songs that I've written in the past. But I really make songs with the keyboard, original songs, so I could use them to play. And they also use for a potential time where I do go out and play. But regardless of what happened, whether I'm a studio musician or whether I just do it online or do it in front of people, I've done it all. You know, when I realized that I've done all those compilations and I've performed so many places, it's really, I feel I have nothing to prove. But I'm not going to rest on my laurels because I still have to create in some way. Because the reason why I say this is because it may be my last album. I don't know. I released 10 albums, 7 albums. I released so much material. I don't know what I could release. You know, but I'm not going to stop being a creator. I am not going to stop going for my dream. So Hollywood Dreams Forever is for you to like. And please contact me about the album directly. People are interested in my album. I don't know. Contact me directly by email or letter. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know. If some person contact me just by driving up by me, that's not somebody I want. You know, that's not the way you deal with people. You deal with people directly by talking to them about music. And it has to. And if you're in the entertainment industry, especially, that's to the entertainment industry, the music industry, who's interested in my song. And, you know, they had to do it directly. That's what I prefer. That's how you deal with people and deal with situations. If not, then thank you. But, you know, Hollywood Dreams Forever is an album of a culmination of a long time of making music. And when I came from Buffalo, New York, to be an artist out here in Hollywood to make my dreams come true, I could not imagine what has occurred. I'm in a place that I did not expect to be right now. I expected it to be on Sunset or somewhere on the West Side. That's why I've been making music. You know, that's what I expected or preferred to be, but still it's near Hollywood. And I'm exposed to things that I could not imagine or was not surprised to be around, but still it's part of life. Sometimes you don't guess what happens, but what is guest and what is part of me forever is the Hollywood dream. The Hollywood dream to me is making an album and doing well enough with my music to where I can make a living. That's the Hollywood dream. That's the American dream. Just releasing the album is great, but that's not enough because I don't make no money. I make like very little. So I'm not making enough money to make a living. So my Hollywood dream has not been achieved completely. But still, I believe, you know. So when I listen to myself making a song, it's like, okay, I have to excuse myself how I sound because I sound terrible. But that's because I have a cold or flu. I went to the doctor several times about this cold, and it's causing me to sing deeper, and I can't hit those high notes. But I sing somewhat the way I should in some cases, so I will continue to sing to use my voice to make melodies and make songs as an instrument. But also, you know, the keyboard, you know, I got other obligations. I was playing it to keep my hands fresh because that's where I wrote a ton of material. And, you know, just to write songs and do it, and that's it. That's not what I came out to L.A. to do. I came out to L.A. to do it as a career. And I did not come to L.A. because I'm trying to be a celebrity to attract crazier people who don't understand or, I mean, I have people who think that my home is a reality show. You know, those are mentally ill people. You know, I don't want to deal with that stuff or think I'm doing it for fun. I didn't come out to, if I was going to come out to L.A. to do music for fun, I would never came out here in the first place. So, you know, Craig, you know, I don't want to need that. But as I said with my Hollywood Dreams Part 2 song, I've been misunderstood by individuals with my music, thinking I'm doing it for a hobby. That's not true. I didn't come out to Hollywood or come to L.A. to do it to perform from inside my house. That's crazy. That's crazy. This is what I deal with. I'm attracting crazy people to me. You know, I don't want to attract no crazy people to me. I'm an artist. I want to attract the music industry. I want to attract the music executive to see if you're interested in my song or my voice or me as an artist. I don't want to be attracting no criminal to me or no crazy people. I want to attract the right people, and that's what I stand for with my music. My music is for the music industry, for the record executives, for the fans who like my music, especially because, you know, it takes fans, you know, makes the final decision whether music could be liked or not. It doesn't matter what anyone else's opinion is. So that's what I attract to fans or for the record executive or, you know, Capitol Records, something like that. I don't want to attract nobody who ain't in the music who don't understand basic common sense. You know, that's what I try. I mean, the misunderstanding is in that situation. I don't want that around me, you know. You know, it's really what it's all about, you know. But that's the culmination of all the years of struggle and overcoming obstacles to make my dream come true. So I was about to lay down, but when I saw myself trying to make a melody with the voice, you know, the vocal ability, it was very difficult. It was very difficult because I didn't have the voice. But I still have that determination because it's so much inside of me. Because I've been doing it for years, so it's a natural impulse to go and sing or play because I've been doing it so long. I even did it so many years in front of individuals, so many individuals, and never got any recognition. And I was like, gosh, but that's the goal for the Hollywood dream, to overcome that and make it come true where I could be a success and be recognized for my artistic creations in music and singing and songwriting and or both or one or, you know. And again, I could be just a songwriter, you know, and I'd be happy because that's still being in the industry and be successful. But again, I don't want nobody who's going to say, oh, I, you know, that, you know, the truth is among artists are fragile and artists hear all kinds of criticism. And I heard so much criticism. And the only thing I could say is, I got to continue to dream and I got to continue to make, you know. And I got to know that I'm a human being. So I'm a human being and I'm not going to be perfect all the time vocally. That's pretty much impossible when I practice. So when I sing, I'm like, oh, I don't like what I hear, but, you know, I'm not perfect. No human being is perfect. The greatest singers are sometimes going to sound terrible. Maybe they sound more than a lot terrible when they practice. You know, it's going to happen when I have an off day, or I may have two or three off days just because I have a cold. that's understandable. So I can't be perfect vocally the way I want to. I can't write a song perfectly. You know, it's not possible. I'm not Superman, you know. So that is the thing about it. It's always creating to make that next song. And, you know, a lot of those songs will never be released because it's like the ones I've written, because it's like I've written and I lost all of them. Then some of them I just, you know, but I do have 25 songs, something like that. Over 20 songs or something like that have been released. I don't know. But 16 songs have been released. But, actually 16, 17 songs. As an unsigned artist with a little label who hasn't been known, it's very difficult money-wise to make demos because of the expense. It was especially true for me when I was younger, you know, to make a demo cost a lot of money. And I wasn't even thinking about making demos. I was on stage trying to sing, and I was like, oh, I got to make a demo. So the thing is the hard work ethic it takes to get there. And yeah, so I was listening to somebody and I said, sheesh, this person has struggled for years coming out here to Hollywood from New York to make it. I was like, okay, I see how hard it is. It's very common unfortunately, for artists to take 50 years or 30 years or even after they die to achieve fame and fortune or to be recognized. And that's so sad. You know, if you got talent, like, I believe I have talent, and I should be recognized for something, you know. But, it's, you know, it's not, you know, a guaranteed thing. It's like the lottery. But it's part of that Hollywood dream, and that's why I wrote that album. Check out my Hollywood Dream Forever album, because I am an unknown artist to a lot of people in the world. Some people probably heard my songs all over the place, you know. I'm sure some people heard me in some way all over the planet, but very few, you know. But that's my goal, you know, is to for the fans or for the, like I say, or for people who like my music, talk about music. I don't want to, you know, in this professional level. So I'm glad I got to that. And I want to say that sometimes dreams can take a very long time. You got to have patience, you know. But I said that's why I make the Hollywood dreams forever. So that's my dream, to make it in Hollywood will be forever. That's part of it. When I get to the material, that's not, it's just an inspiration. When you see the Hollywood sign on a mountain, and I came out here, I was looking at the Hollywood sign all the time. Like, that's a symbol of that dream. And I look at the Sunset Strip, and I look at, oh, the Whiskey A Go Go and a Troubadour, and I performed at those clubs, some of those clubs too. And, you know, that's the inspiration. But all those clubs, other clubs too, it's the inspiration to make it in Hollywood and the arts industry. And then I look at Escape and BMI offices on Sunset. They used to be on Sunset. So, and you know, I got with BMI Broadcast Music Incorporated, which is for songwriters. At a young age, they were on Sunset, and I was like, okay, I signed my name, because, you know, and, you know, it really is an inspiration. So I hope that I can at least get to the next level and dream and continue to dream to so it can come true. And I'm going to say to the audience who's listening to me, may your dream come true, whatever it is. You know, some people want to be a doctor. Some people want to be a lawyer. Some people just want to be a business person. Some people's dreams is to be, again, astronauts. Some people wants to be president of the United States. You know, and they work hard for it. And may all their dreams come true in some way. And I hope your dreams come true. Like I hope mine, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day. Good night from Deaf Night.